Next Monday marks the 30th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, and television is busy marking the event, repeating old docudramas and documentaries related to JFK, and presenting some new ones. TV critic David Biancooley has seen many of them. In fact, he says he's seen too many.
10 years ago, when I had a lot more free time, I listed all the telemovies and miniseries ever made. One thing I wanted to find out was which historical figure had shown up as a character in the most docudramas. Back then, the clear winner was Adolf Hitler. 10 years later, I don't have an official count, but I'd bet, especially after this month, the new winner is John F. Kennedy. In the movies, the Kennedy canon began with PT-109, made the same year JFK was killed. On TV, it began in 1974 with William Devane playing JFK during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Since then, there have been tons of Kennedy docudramas, including one very good one, Martin Sheen in the miniseries Kennedy. That was broadcast in 1983 on the 20th anniversary of the assassination. But in 1993, there isn't much new ground to cover. We've seen docudramas on Jack Kennedy, on Jackie, on Bobby, and on Jack and Bobby fighting Hoover, Hoffa, and LBJ. We've even seen dramas about JFK's lesser-known siblings, in Young Joe, the Forgotten Kennedy, and about his parents in the Kennedys of Massachusetts. We've seen TV dramas about Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby and just about everybody else this side of Abraham Zapruder. Last night, NBC presented Fatal Deception, Mrs. Lee Harvey Oswald, which was an empty-headed drama about the wife of the man who allegedly shot JFK. This Sunday, ABC presents JFK Reckless Youth, an examination of Jack Kennedy's early years. Oddly enough, the best sequence is about Kennedy's exploits on PT Boat 109, bringing the whole Kennedy docudrama thing full circle. Only this time, Kennedy and company are presented a lot less heroically. Patrick Dempsey as JFK is at sea fighting a war, all right, but with one of his own men.
Randy! Take port!
With all respect, it's Randall. Not some rich man's pet. Give a cute little nickname to Sir.
Well, tell me, Randall, is there anything about me you don't like besides me being a rich Yankee Catholic Ivy League officer?
Well, that pretty much covers it. I'd probably come up with some more if you give me a while, sir.
Well, take all the time you need. It's going to be a long war.
When it comes to documentaries, the sheer volume of Kennedy-related material is depressing. It seems like this week you can't turn the dial without running into one. But there is one that stands out from the pack. Tonight's 3-hour PBS Frontline special called Who Was Lee Harvey Oswald? This edition of Frontline is wonderful. From start to finish, the reporting is strong, the interviews are informative, the new evidence is impressive, the conclusions are convincing. The biggest conclusion in this case is that Oswald, whether or not he acted alone, was the assassin who shot and killed JFK. On the show, after all the evidence is examined, we hear from Robert Oswald, Lee Harvey's brother.
It's good that people raise questions and say, wait a minute, let's take a second look at this. I think that's great, you know. But when you take the second look, and the third, and the 40th, and the 50th, hey, enough's enough. It's there. Put it to rest.
I couldn't agree with him more. If a TV show has something new to add, like this Frontline does, then bring it on. But if it's just another rehashing of the same old material, Oswald's brother is right. Enough's enough.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News.